Hi, I'm Alan Tutt, and in this session, I'm going to help you find the willpower to stick to any decision you make through thick or thin until the end. When you are able to express a powerful will that will not be denied, then you will find that obstacles fade away and become little more than smoke and mirrors. On a practical level, there are a number of things you can do consciously to increase your willpower. Getting plenty of sleep and good quality food with proper nutrition will give you more energy. And when you have plenty of energy, it's much easier to stick to your decisions. Getting plenty of exercise can also give you more energy after your body has recovered from the workouts. And just like a muscle, you can easily overwhelm your willpower if you try to do too many changes all at once. As an example, many people want to start an exercise program and also cut back on their eating, but making both of these changes at the same time can be a real challenge. You can have better success if you focus on one change for a while until it becomes a comfortable habit, then focus on making the other change until it also becomes a comfortable habit. In addition, willpower can be thought of as a muscle, and the more you use it, the stronger it gets. This can be as easy as making little decisions throughout each day, and then following through with these decisions immediately. What's interesting is that when you're first starting to build your willpower, it really doesn't matter what you are deciding to do. And even tiny little decisions, such as the decisions to get out of bed in the morning, go to the bathroom, get dressed, get something to drink or eat, or to sit down, are all little decisions you can purposefully make and follow through with to establish a history of successfully following through with your decisions. And the momentum created by this will help when you start making bigger and more important decisions later on. And as you will find in this session, even imagining yourself making decisions and imagining yourself following through with them will also increase your willpower. And this is something you can do anytime, and it will give you a boost of willpower, which can be especially useful when you have a big decision to make that you really want to make sure you stick with until the end. Beyond all this, what surprises most folks is that willpower is more a matter of belief than anything else. When you believe you have a powerful will, then you will find it much easier to stick to your decisions than if you believed you had a weak will. And building a belief is an easy thing to do, as belief is nothing more than an idea we associate with truth. In this session, I will guide you through all of this and more. So if you're ready to draw a line in the sand and say no more to giving in, and a great big yes to following through with your decisions, then make sure that you are sitting where you can be comfortable for the next 30 minutes or so. If you need to make any adjustments to yourself or the space around you, feel free to take care of whatever needs to be adjusted so you can focus comfortably on this session until the end. And the first decision I'm going to ask you to make and commit to is to decide that you will focus on everything I say during the session and follow my instructions to the best of your ability. We will be using a form of hypnosis in which you will have complete access to the incredible power of your entire mind. And when you are in direct contact with your powerful subconscious mind, you have access to one of the most determined resources you could ever find, because your own subconscious mind is tirelessly working to keep your body operating and as healthy as possible given the conditions provided to it. Just think about it. Your heart continues to beat many times every minute of every day, never giving up and saying, "That's it, I'm done." Your incredible subconscious mind is also processing millions of bits of information coming through all of your senses, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your mouth, and even your skin. And then it filters through this massive amount of information to present to your conscious mind only those bits it thinks you are most interested in knowing. And what's really interesting is that your subconscious mind, will even countermand your conscious intentions when it thinks that doing so will bring you more of what you want and prevent you from experiencing things you'd rather avoid. Have you ever been in a situation when you wanted to do something and found yourself unable to follow through with it because something inside stopped you? Of course you have. That's the whole purpose of the session, right? All of this happens because your subconscious mind was created to follow simple programs and depends on your conscious mind to give it the right programs. But few of us ever learn how to give our own subconscious minds the right kinds of programs, so it will use all of its tremendous power to drive us directly to the success we actually want for ourselves. My job in this session is to guide you to communicate your desires correctly to your subconscious mind so you can program yourself to be successful at following through with the decisions you make on a conscious level. Your job in this session is to follow my guidance to the best of your ability. Okay, so let's get started with the actual work part of this session. As much as you can, imagine that your body is relaxing, letting go, and even shutting down for a nap. And then remember what all of this feels like when it happens on its own. Because in imagining what something is like, you are giving your subconscious mind the type of instructions it understands perfectly and will follow without question. Just imagine yourself relaxing deeply, reducing the energy flowing through your body, and letting yourself sink down into the surface beneath you, further and further until there's nothing left to release. Some people find it easier to relax when they take a slow, deep breath and slowly release it while imagining that all tension, stress, worry, or other negative emotions are being expelled with the air on its way out. We have plenty of time, so take a few moments here to do this a few times. Slowly breathing in fresh, clean air, and then releasing all toxic energies as you breathe out. Great. Do it again. Breathe in fresh, clean air. Release all tension, stress, worry, and anything else you may have been holding on to before this moment. Yes. Your body can continue to relax on its own with each and every breath you take. And while your powerful subconscious mind is taking care of that for you, you can now imagine that your mind is also relaxing, slowing down, and clearing out as you make a decision to ignore any thoughts that may have been going through your mind before this moment, and as you focus your attention on a clear space within your imagination, pretending that this tiny clear space is your entire reality, you may notice that the rest of the world just seems to fade away, as it does when you are passionately involved with an enjoyable activity, and your focus is completely on this one thing, like a laser is completely focused on a single spot, a spot that now absorbs your attention and focus because you have decided that this is so. And when you make a decision while imagining the experience of it, you are effectively communicating to your powerful subconscious mind what you want it to do, and it has no choice but to follow your commands given in this way. Isn't it interesting that the more you focus your mind on a single spot, you feel so much more relaxed now than when you were focusing on many details in the world around you? And the more you focus your mind, even on a clear space with nothing in this space, you drift deeper and deeper into yourself, where you have complete access to the incredible power of your entire mind. And since willpower acts much like a muscle, trying to use it constantly wears down your resistance, and it's a good thing to relax and rest your willpower from time to time. Even your heart takes breaks between each beat, squeezing tightly for a brief moment, then relaxing completely for a split second before contracting again to keep your blood flowing throughout your body. So take a break now and let your willpower rest, allowing yourself to drift with the tide of my suggestions as I guide you deeper and deeper into your powerful subconscious mind, where you may find a place of peaceful relaxation, a place of rich satisfaction, a place where you can make powerful changes easily. Don't try to direct this experience, as this is a time to allow your subconscious mind to take control for a while. Allow your deeper mind to show you a place where you can relax, recharge, and make powerful changes to the way you see yourself and the world around you. Without thinking about it or judging it in any way, notice what you see in the image your subconscious presents to you now. Notice what you hear in this space within your mind. What do you feel? Go ahead and explore the area around you. Pay attention to the details, and pretty soon, you'll find something that will give you a message about how you can become a person of incredible willpower. Since this is an experience provided by your own deeper mind, I cannot describe it for you, nor can I guide you through the experience. Just know that the experience you are having now will transform your ability to stick to your decisions all the way through to the end. Also know that everything that happens inside your mind is coming from you and will always lead to growth and greater joy at the end. So trust your deeper mind and allow it to guide you all the way to the end. I will be quiet for a few minutes, and the next time you hear my voice, the transformation will be complete, and you will find that you have a tremendous willpower that will carry you through any experience. What an amazing experience. It is absolutely incredible what your powerful subconscious mind can do for you when you trust it to guide you every step of the way, which shouldn't be surprising, since it always knows more than your conscious mind, since one of its jobs is to filter out key details from the avalanche of information coming through your senses all the time. Details that may not be important at the moment may prove to be critically important in another situation. And your subconscious mind has the capacity to keep track of all of it for you. This is why intuition and instinct can be a powerful tool for making good decisions. And those who have developed a clear channel for these sources of information are able to make the right choice more often than not, and learn to trust their decisions, which makes it so much easier to follow through with these decisions through thick and thin until the end. Take a moment now and imagine yourself in a situation where you might need to make an important decision. You have two or three choices to choose from, and whichever way you decide to go, you'll have to follow through with it no matter what for the next few months. You've collected as much information as you can consciously, yet there seems to almost always be details that are missing. To make a good decision using your intuition or instinct, just relax and focus your mind on connecting with your powerful subconscious mind. Imagine going to that place where you just had such an incredible experience, and allow a feeling of connection rise up within you until you know that you are powerfully connected to your deeper mind. Now, just point out the choices before you and pay attention to how your deeper mind responds to each idea. You may get a feeling in your gut, or you may hear sounds, maybe even a voice inside your head. Or maybe you see things that give you an indication of which choice your intuitive self within likes the most. When you have this answer, you can count on it being the right answer, the right choice, the right decision, and you will be wise to follow through with this decision, trusting that it will lead you to the best possible outcome of all the choices available to you at the time. I know of many situations where decisions made this way turn out to be prophetic, avoiding problems that would have come up with a logical choice because of details that were missing at the time of making the decision. When this happens, people may call you psychic. Sometimes this is the case, and other times it's nothing more than picking up on subtle clues, such as a slight hesitation when you ask for certain information from one of the key people involved. Or maybe you caught a glimpse of a headline that wasn't important at the time, but proved to be critical when making this important decision. However it works doesn't matter. What matters is that you can use this ability simply by relaxing, connecting with your deeper mind, and allowing it to guide you through whatever signals it uses to communicate with you. Of course, if anything is unclear, you can relax even more. Go further within yourself and ask for clarification by imagining that you now have the perfect answer with the feelings that come along with that knowledge, and your subconscious mind will follow your instructions by providing you with a clear and accurate answer. Once you have your answer and have made your decision, you can give further instructions to your deeper mind by imagining yourself with the fortitude and strength to follow through no matter what happens along the way. In fact, let's do that now. Imagine yourself as someone who has incredible willpower. Once you have made a decision, there's nothing that can stop you or turn you away to something else. You are a force of nature that cannot be denied, sweeping away any resistance or obstacle in your path. Doesn't this give you a rush of energy, a feeling of power, a clarity of mind as you know, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that you will be successful at whatever you have decided to do? Imagine this feeling growing stronger, more powerful, more intense. And see how far you can take this idea, this feeling. Can you imagine the strength of your willpower as strong as a steel girder holding up a tall building? Or maybe a car crusher at the junkyard, squeezing metal cars down into nothing? Or as unyielding as a mountain? What about the power of the sun, which even from 93 million miles away, still creates a very hot summer day in the desert, and completely vaporizes anything that touches the surface of it in a split second? How powerful can you imagine your willpower becoming? Explore this idea, this feeling, for a moment. Now, lock in this feeling. Make this a permanent part of who you are. This is the essence of you. You are willpower. You are a powerful being. You have the power of the universe behind you. And when you make a decision, it is final. It is done. It is as good as done because nothing can possibly stop you. Make this be the truth of who you are. This is true. This is real. This is your reality. And this will now be your reality from this point forward. Lock it in. Make it so. Now, imagine that you're putting this incredibly powerful willpower to the test. We all know there are people who decide to go without food for a period of time. It's called fasting. Some do it for a day or two, while others go weeks without eating a bite. Believe it or not, after the first day, the hunger goes away, until your body just runs out of stored resources to feed itself. Imagine that for one reason or another, you've decided to go without food for a week. You've made the decision and skip your first meal, then your second. By the time the next mealtime comes around, the hunger pains are starting to become harder to ignore, and a friend is offering you something you normally enjoy very much. But you've made a decision, and you're the type of person who follows through on your decisions, so you're going to stick with this one for the week, after which, you can eat anything you want. When the week is over, you feel incredibly proud of yourself for having stuck with your decision all the way till the end. Yes, you really are the type of person who can stick with a decision no matter what comes up. And when you meet that friend again who offered you food, they tell you how proud they are of you and how much they would like to be more like you. Consider another situation. Imagine that you have made a decision to start an exercise program, and you've scheduled yourself to work out 3 times each week. The first time feels a little awkward. You're doing things you're not used to doing, but you've made the decision, it's a good decision, and you're going to keep going. After a few workouts, you have a scheduling conflict. Someone is asking you to do something with them during the time you scheduled for your new exercise program, and there doesn't seem to be a good time to reschedule it. You really want to help out a friend, but you have also made a commitment to yourself. Skipping one workout won't matter that much, will it? There will be times when you want to be flexible with your decisions, but it's important to make keeping your promises to yourself a priority. Depending on how important this thing is that your friend is asking you to do, you might choose to skip a single workout or tell your friend you have a prior commitment for that time. Let's say that you made that decision to start an exercise program, and after a couple of workouts, you just don't feel like exercising one particular day. With the powerful willpower you've developed in this session, you find that it's easy to ignore your feelings and do it anyways. And, to your surprise, Once you get in there and start exercising, you find that it's a lot easier than you thought it was going to be. And you really get into it, enjoying the process and having more energy afterwards than when you started. This confirms that the decision you made was indeed a good one. Now, think of a situation from your past, one in which you needed more willpower than you had at that time. Where were you? What did you see? What did you hear? Who else was there with you? How did you respond at that time? How would you choose to respond now? Now that you have incredible willpower, a powerful strength to carry through no matter what, how would you handle that situation now? Imagine yourself in that situation, dealing with it with a powerful will, and notice how much better it turns out. Great. We have completed the process we set out to do in the session, and I'm very proud of you for sticking it out until the end. You are free to come back to this recording anytime you want to build your willpower even further, or refresh yourself whenever you'd like. For now, it's time to end this session, and in a moment, I'll count you out with a count of five. When I reach the count of five, you will be wide awake, refreshed, and a true example of someone with a powerful will to follow through with any decision you make. I have given you several practical tips for increasing your willpower, as well as guidance on how to best communicate what you want to your subconscious mind so it can help you follow through with what you want to do. You've also had significant experiences during the session, giving you the inner strength to follow through with your decisions. And as we end this session, you can bring all of this back with you into your outer world, where you can exercise your willpower to a point where there's nothing that will ever detour you from achieving your goals. And now, we start the process of exiting this session with a count of one, and you can bring your attention back to your body and the room in which you left it. With the count of two, you can take a deep breath to further revive your body and prepare it for your return. Three, and you can recall the most important lesson you learned in this session with the strong, powerful feeling of confidence that comes from knowing that you have a powerful willpower. With the count of four, you can start to feel the energy returning to your body as you get closer to full waking consciousness. And finally, with the count of five, you can open your eyes, wide awake, and realize that your willpower has grown significantly. Welcome back.